leading the news this morning. The families of the 29 men killed in New Zealand's mine disaster want to know why more wasn't done to rescue them. Hopes of saving the trapped miners evaporated after a second explosion yesterday. The government has announced a series of inquiries to determine how the tragedy happened. The United States is sending naval forces in a show of strength against North Korea. It's planning joint military exercises with South Korea in response to the North's attack on the island of Yeongpyeong. China has urged North and South Korea to start talking to avoid further clashes. The man dubbed the honeymoon killer is likely to be deported to the United States today. Gabe Watson has been in an immigration detention since finishing a jail term for killing his wife during their honeymoon in 2003. Ireland's government has announced $20 billion in savings over the next 4 years to tackle its record deficit. Under the austerity plan, nearly 25,000 public service jobs will go, welfare spending will be slashed, and big tax rises are planned. It's designed to convince the markets the government is serious about attacking its financial crisis. The Tasmanian timber giant Gunns will shut down 3 wood chip mills in the next few months as part of a restructure. Up to 150 workers will lose their jobs or be relocated.